another thing with Dad, he bought his own pickup, and they would pay him so much a mile. And you know, going around his unit, he'd go around his unit three or four times a week. He traveled to his different areas, and he'd hit his roads, his territory. As I say, he traveled around an awful lot, and he used to put on 100,000 miles on his pickup a year. And I recall that he had a 1941 pickup, because they didn't make it during the war. They didn't make any pickups. So that 1941 pickup lasted him till 1946. He bought a new one. And that pickup, he had a new body put onto it. He had three motors put into it. It was a Ford. He always had Fords. I don't know why. Yes, I do know why. He told me that in 1936, he had a Chevrolet pickup, and he put something on the tail end of that pickup, and it would boost the front end right up so he could hardly see over the hood, and he didn't like it. And from that time on, he bought Fords, and he always put overload springs on them, because he used to carry a load of tar in that pickup. He had side boxes the full length of the body on each side. It was put into the stake holes, and he'd carry bars and all kinds of equipment in those side boxes. And he'd put a load of tar on there that would weigh, as I say, it was a half-ton pickup, and he put 2 tons of tar onto that pickup. And he had 6-ply tires on the rear. Always had 6-ply tires on the rear. And it was a 4-speed transmission. With a 4-speed transmission, you had to double clutch. And man, I got so I could quip that thing. Boy, I could put that into gear so easily. It was bing, bing, bing. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. The reason he had the 4-speed transmission was he used to pull a grader behind it, and to grade in roads, and a scraper behind it, and whatever, and that would gear it down low enough so it'd go slow enough, and it wouldn't bounce around. And as I say, he always had a Ford pickup, and that one day, I don't know how many thousand miles that went. He went with that one, well over 300,000. And but as I say, he had a new body on it, and because of the salt in the winter time, rusted it out. But he used it an awful lot. Did an awful lot of work with it. I can recall one time we were, in the wintertime, we were going out sanding little hills. You get a little sand in the back of it, you know, and he'd drive a little bit, and I'd sand a little bit, and then the next time, you go ahead and drive, I'll sand. And I wasn't old enough to have a pickup or a driving license, but I drove it. And I know Smithy, Red Smith from Jaffrey Cop, stopped Dad one time and says, "You shouldn't let him drive a pickup like that." He says, "Well, do you want the state to hire another man to do it?" Well, that's a little different story. He'd go along his way. I didn't do it that much. I believe I did it just that one year that must have been my sophomore year, I guess. Okay, that'll be it.